Shir Pechas, Yemei, Parshas Tetzaveh. Holding in Tesfis, I think the avoider here in the Tesfis is to be maimed the drochim how to learn Tesfis. Tesfis asked the kasha, and the Mishnah states that in the reisha areyelu ne'emonim be'en ksav yodam yoitzem imokim acher. They have a migu peshaosar that they could have not been mekayim the shtar. So we believe them to say, ksav yodeinu aval anusim. Ksav yodeinu aval ktanim, psuleinu soinu. And Teisa has a kasha, it's migu neged eidim. It's migu neged eidim. As mevur in the Gemara later, when a shtar is mekuyom and two eidim say, ktanim, anusim, psuleinus, it's called trei v'trei. The trei shebishtar against the trei that say ktanim psulim. The Gemara calls it trei v'trei. If the shtar is called the trei, Frank Tesis, it's a migu neged eidim. It's a migu neged eidim. This is Tesis's kasha. And we mentioned, I want to be madgishit because Rabbi Kivi Eger uses it to the whole building of the sugya, that Rabbi Kivi Eger was bothered. Why Tesis had to shtel the kasha by us? That it's such a shvere kasha. If it's chayzer magid, there's so much more things that we have to deal in the kasha. Shtel the kasha, and you test them with base. Shteit be'en ksav yodom yoitzi v'mokim acher, v'bou shtayim v'omru, zek ksav yodom, avol, anusim, ktanim psuleinis, are ilu ne'emonim. And the sefer shteit, ein ilu ne'emonim, trei v'trei. If it's a trei v'trei, so why would they say zek ksav yodom? When two eidim made that zek ksav yodom, avol, anusim, v'ktanim. The Gemara says that they believe they have a migu. Now the shtar is mekuyim. And Tesis will answer the same thing as he answers here. Why Tesis didn't shtel the kasha in Yutesum Utbeis, and Tesis shtel the kasha by us? And on this kasha alone, we had two terutzim. One by Lebatish, Eina Chenami. Tesis could shtel maybe the kasha there. But the pshat, Tesis wants to ask the kasha on a Mishnah. Lo imashma. So Memele Zogt Rav Kivi Eger, the only way to answer the kasha is that why Tesis didn't shtel the kasha in Yutesum Utbeis and ask it here? Because Rav Kivi Eger is mechadish, and from that Rav Kivi Eger, all the cheshbonos of Rav Kivi Eger, he alamol mentions this nekuda that he started with, that Tesis learned that from the Gemara Dir it's not such a starke kasha. Why from the Gemara Dir it's not such a starke kasha? Because then you could answer that why in the Reisha they believe, you write that it's Migu neged Eidim, but it's Eidim that Messiah to the Migu. It's Eidim that Messiah to the Migu. The Trei that say Anusim Ktanim is Trei Eidim that Messiah to the Migu. Maybe when it's Eidim Messiah to the Migu, Migu neged Eidim Amrina. Masha'enkin Bayos, Sachoizer Vemagil, Meitimat Mirosho. They're not named mitzad eidim to say that anusim ktanim psuleyedus. So mele by us, Tesis shtels the kasha, it's a migu neged eidim. And from this Rav Kivi Eger is meyase, that even that migu neged eidim lo yamrinen, but if it's trei v'trei, and the second trei have a migu to mesayah to them, so the migu wins the eidim. Migu neged eidim lo yamrinen. But if it's a trei v'trei, and you have a migu mesayah to the eidim, then we say that the Migu wins the Eidim. This was a chiddush of Rav Kivi Eger, Metoich HaDvorim, to answer, but Rav Kivi Eger nemtza chon that this chiddush is lemaisa. That if you have trei v'trei, and you have a Migu against the first Eidim, the Migu could misayah to the second Eidim to win the first Eidim. Bemele, during the Reisha, it's trei v'trei. So bemele, you can't ask a kasha Migu neged Eidim. Maybe it's taket trei v'trei, it's Eidim. Or a Migu neged Eidim, it's ziruv trei, helps. As that is the plan of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We'll get back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger later. But that's the given the plan from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why we didn't ask the kasha in the futas. And Tesis answers, V'yishlema, that it's not called Migun Egedeidim. Kevon, the Yitzrichu Chachomim Kiyum, it's not called Migun Neged Eidim because the shtar is not considered Mekuyim. So the words of Tesis is that when a shtar is not a shtar Mekuyim, it doesn't have a krach of Eidim, and Migu could win it. Want to have this clue? A shtar she'eino Mekuyim doesn't have a din of Eidim. And Vala Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim doesn't have a din of Eidim, B'meile a Migu could win a Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim. So when you have a Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim and you come with a Migu, the Migu wins the Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim. The Migu wins the Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim. And B'meile by us it's Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim, B'meile the Migu wins it. These are the words of Tesfus. Now, to understand these words of Tesfus, we have a kasha, we have a teretz. You know why Migu helps? Because it's not a shtar mikuyim. And against shtar she'ena mikuyim, Migu helps. Against shtar she'ena mikuyim, Migu helps. But what is the problem with these words? The words themselves are gishmaki words. Migu neged eidim helps. The teretz here, here's not a migu neged eidim. The problem is that Reb Chaim came to explain about the Aleph base of Tesfis. Why it's called Shtar She'ino Mekuyim? Harei lemaisa the Shtar is Mekuyim. We know now that the Shtar is Mekuyim. We know now that this is their signatures. I heard once, so the Avshach was Masbir, Shtar, Stam, to be Mamchish the Oizen. Now the Shtar is Mekuyim. Maskim, could be Anusim, but the Shtar is a good Shtar. You could be Mekayim from this Shtar, a different Shtar. Based in sign, this is the signature. It's Grade Anusim, they write down, by the way, there were Anusim, it's given to Bayot. But we know that this is Chatzkel's signature. Mask him? Lechur now, based in the Pashtus. Pashtus. You write a handbag, that it's good. Grade here not, no?
It's a
Ksaviyat. It's a Ksaviyat? Well, the Gemara says if the Eidim can't come to Based in, so they sign the signatures, and they send it, and we could be mashed with the Shtoris, right? So l'chu, you could mekayim a different shtar. So from this shtar, they will mekayim a second shtar, right? Now they will take the second shtar, they will bring it back to Beis Din. Oh, it's mamish doime. And now the shtar is mekuyim. I'm explaining what is bothering Reb Chaim. The shtar is mekuyim. The guy yells with Morgan Anusim. We know now that this is the signature. This is Be'etzim, what Reb Chaim came to take care of. We know now that this is the signatures. And if we need to know for 100 different shtores, when I would be asking from Hembek, Lemaise, I could be Mekayim from this shtar and the shtores, right? So I know that this is the signature. So if I know that this is the signature, so the shtar is Mekuyim now. Well, they have a Migu, but it's a Migu Neged Eidim. And he does it a Kash. So Reb Chaim came and said a Shtikul Teire. Came Reb Chaim, we're just going deeper now. Came Reb Chaim and said, "Val a shtar when a shtar." Came Reb Chaim and said like this. You're right. Lemaisa, we know that these are the signatures. When Chazal will matzrich kiyum, when Chazal will matzrich kiyum. Avade, what they wanted and what they said, here's the Nekuda. You need to tell me that this is the signatures and it's not Mezuyev. This is the Pashtus. More from that you don't need. And I'm Madgish, we'll see later in Rishonim that this is what they need. The Chashash was maybe people will make up signatures. For that they wanted. The rest is called a shtar. How we know that Ketanim? Does it mean Eidu Shibashtar? Yeah. This is what Gzeres HaKosu, how the Chaznish calls it. Hashem said that a shtar is a shtar. But maybe people will make up a signing. I mean, that every guy could come and sign a paper. I know. If he signed, it's a Din Eidus. But how I know? This is Chashash Ziyuf. And then the Teire said a parsha. The parsha of the Teire is, you need Kiyum. This is the parsha of the Teire, you need kiyum. So the parsha says, I just need a kiyum that it's not mezuyev. Reb Chaim is mechadish, bedasa teisves, chidushim atzumim. I want to explain, this is chidushim. that when Chazal said that you need a kiyum, Chazal didn't come and say, just find out that the signature is not a signature. They say, we need to know that a shtar is a shtar. Why? Because we're not sure, maybe it's mezuyif. Only that. But while we're not sure if the shtar is mezuyif or not, not we already put everything inside. I want to explain. I don't know that the shtar is sound good, right? So I don't know if it's a shtar or not. So I'm asking, when I don't know nothing. Kozman is no signature, is nothing. So they want me to know everything. Again, they only need me to come to say that a signature is a signature, because then the whole shtar comes back. Or because, man, I don't know the signature, the signature, the signature, so mipchinas chazal, echom mishkin shtar. So Chazal said, now I don't have a shtar. You have to bring back the shtar. You're right, you will do it by telling me that this is the signature. But when they said that it's a chshash, they didn't say everything stays, nor grade I have a chshash, maybe the shtar is mezuyev. Nein. It doesn't go like that. Chazal come and say, Ein Zach. Chazal say, we are choishish, now it's mezuyev. So, when he said over the Reb Chaim, midafobin ha-kiyum. Kiyum means to live. Nishno midafobin ha-shvuyach simes. Kiyum shtores. Not ha-shvuyach shtores. Vim machmen kiyum shtores? With ha-shvuyach shtores. Aber Chazal wo matzich ha-kiyum shtores. Is mechadash Reb Chaim, so when I say, ksav yodeinu aval anusim, so when I brought back the shtar to the table, I said, but you're right, this shtar is a signature on Edim. And there are nusim. So when I brought it back chatzi. So the vile, the shtar is nish mekuyim. Chazal said that you need a kiyum. They took away the gans and the shomer from the shtar. When I mekayim the shtar and I say, ksav yodeinu aval anusim, ksav yodeinu aval ktanim, so be'etzem I'm not mekayim the gans and shtar. I'm leaving a hole in the kiyum. I'm saying it's nish mekuyim. It's a signature on a kiyum. While I'm saying it's a signature on a kiyum, so I said, Rav Shach said a sharfer, I'm saying it's a picture, it's not a chesime. Rav Chaim is mashma nishtas, Rav Chaim brings rice, even because of Livus Leilova, like we saw yesterday. It's a chesime, but it's missing the kiyum, but mele it's not a kiyum. This is what we said yesterday. We can marchiv mer, but this is what we said yesterday. Now, this alay, a lot of achroinim understood Rav Chaim as a. And the mele they understood pshat, that in the reisha, einom are elu ne'emoni, because it's not mekuyim. Finish, you don't have to come to migu. They were never mekayim the shtar. They said it's a ksav yodeinu fun anusi. It's a ksav yodeinu fun machmas mamen. It's a ksav yodeinu fun ktanim. The mele the shtar was never a shtar. The shtar was never a shtar. The mele, they learned pshat, that you don't have to come to the migu. We mekabel it bevasachas. He says, "Ksav yodeinu aval anusim." This is the way we mekabel that when he's mekayim the shtar, he's saying, "Ksav yodeinu fun anusim." B'meile, it's not considered kiyum. A lot of achroinim, even Reb Ochber, when he was in the beginning of his question, this is the way they understood pshat and Reb Chaim. And a lot of you understand like this pshat and Reb Chaim also. The problem in this is, so barazeh, you don't have to come to the migu. So now you don't have to come to migu. And the reisha reilu ne'emonim, because they were never mekayim the shtar. So you don't have to come to the parsha of migu. Hareilu ne'emonim, because they were never mekayim the shtar. You don't have to come to migu. You don't have to come to the migu. This is what Reb Chaim said. This is what it looks like Reb Chaim says. Avada Reb Chaim, when you read Reb Chaim, it says it in Reb Chaim. And this is the kasha. I said a lot of people learn like that. One more, yeah? About the ma'isa the kasha is, about Sabazay, you don't have to come to the migu. Now, I'm not going back to the questions that we were mechiach yesterday, that in Tezisim is mashma that we're going from the migu. We said, forget about all the questions. The mirin nusach of the question is, Tezis start with toima avav a migu neged edim. And Tezis doesn't say, vi yashleimar, high love migu. I mentioned yesterday, in Tezis and Bobikam, it's takim mashma zay. Tezis and Bobikam asked the kasha, v'loy amrin and migu betrei. V'yeshloimar, I love migu. Elo sheloikimu ashtar. Hem omru ksav yodeinu aval anusim. Is nishtok in kiyum. No shaykhis to migu betrei? No shaykhis to migu betrei? This is the way some understand the thesis. But lemaisa and thesis is mashma that you have to come to the migu. why you have to come to the Migu. There's a lot of nuschos. I want to say two nuschos, the Mira Nusach and what the Bisyankiv says. So basically we will have three Avonis in Teisvis. We have the Avon of Reb Chaim. If we learn the Reb Chaim Kipshuto, that Eina Chanami and the Reisha, it's Poshet not Mekuyim the Shtar, and you don't have to come to a Migu. Maybe you have to come to a Pesha Osar to hear it Bevasachas, but you don't have to have an Emonis of Migu. You don't have to come talking to Nibu. I'm saying Eidus. I'm saying it's a Ksav Yodeinu Banusim. It's a Ksav Yodeinu Bemele. I was never Mekayim the Shtar. I limited my Kiyum. And this is one way we have to know. When we learn the whole sugya, if we could learn Taka, that in the Reisha Reilu Ne'emonim, no Shaykhes to Migu. No Shaykhes to Ne'emonis of Migu. This is one way to learn. And this is one way to learn. The second Nusach is, why you have to come to the Migu? The answer is, Be'etzem, they can't say Eidus Ksav Yodeinu Avalanusim. Why they can't say it? Very pashut. Why they can't say Ksav Yodeinu Avalanusim? I'll tell you why they can't say it. Ein Odom Meisim Atzmi Rosho. We don't listen to that. Kevin Shehigit Shubenechoizer Umagid. He can't talk these words. These words he can't talk. We forgot a person is not Neman to say Anusim Achmas Momen. A person cannot say Anusim Machmas Nefoshes. He's a choiz of a magid. Stam when a person will say, how you could listen to him? This is my story. Ain't Adam, a person can't say a story of Divrei Rasha. You can't talk Bichal Divrei Rasha. And even that we talk. But Din Eidus Havana you can't. No vos. But you say, I'm sorry, but I have a migu. Or do you accept what I'm saying or are you not accepting? Decide. I have a migu. You're right. As migu, I'm believed. Nein. As the nemones of migu, you believe me that I'm ktanim. Because if I'm a liar, I would keep quiet. As the nemones of the migu, you believe me that I'm anusi. No vas. So you have to believe me. I have a migu. So if you want to hear what I'm saying, you have to believe me. So say that, I want to believe you. But you're against Eidim. The Teretz says, but if you believe me, it will never be a Eidim. The man of the Migu will never be against Eidim. The Migu is machriach me to believe you. I have to believe you. I have to accept it the way you're saying it. So I believe you and I accept it the way you're saying it. But it's a Migu against Eidim. The Teretz says, but if we accept it like you're saying it, it's not against Eidim. It's like a galgalaza. You have a migu to be believed. If you believe, you're not against the Eidim. That's alam olazay. I mean, if the Eidim believed that anusi mayinu ktani mayinu, so b'meile was never a kiyum here. So again, lu yitzuyer it's a kiyum. So einachanami migu neged Eidim doesn't help. Here we have to accept that the ktanim ve'anusim. So we accept midin migu ve'peshaosa that the ksav yodeinu is ksav yodeinu ve'anusim, and we will accept it like that. It will not be against Eidim. So b'meile, this is the way we accept it. This is the way we mekabel the Eidus. So we mekabel the Eidus. The migu is mechayev us to listen to both things together. Now. Say that. Maybe it's a shver avot. A minute. But I want to tell you here such a klore zach. It's a shver avot when you learn your tches amud beis. Maskim. But when you learn your tches amud beis, that a shtar comes, a fest shtar, and there's no eidim. And two eidim come and say, ksav yodom, aval anusim hoyu. Then you could listen to the eidim direct or not. If you test Amud Beis, as a star comes, there's no Eidim, both Shtayim ve'omru zek sav yodom, aval anusim hoyu. You can listen to the Eidim to accept the whole thing that he's saying or not. Yes. What? There is no, you don't need Migu. So when you test Amud Beis, the Teretz of Teisus is poshut delichoshiv kiyum. By us it's a shtikl teire. So where Teisus has to be? You test Amud Beis or you test Amud Beis? Vos vil Rab Kiveiga? There's no shaykhs. Here we have, fuck out. It's a whole bayah here. What? No. Migu helps Aiden. We say name. Come they say. Come they say. Be'etzem, the aside of Tezis de Lechoshiv Kiyum, that everyone understands the Reb Chaim Glat, when Zaytike Eidim come and say, Zeksav Yodom Aval Ktanim Oiyu, they said was no Kiyum. The Gleich said that is no Kiyum. There is Pasha to say the aside of Tezis. Here, if we're saying that the loose part in the Shtikulteri of Tesis is because we can't accept it because the Chayzer Umagid, we can't accept it because it's Mesivat Merosho and the Migu has to work, that it works. So here is the Chidush. Here is the Shtikulteri, Migu Neged Eidim. So the Hainu, here is the Kasha Mitateret. It's noch Migu Neged Eidim, and you have to say, but the Maise Valo Chishiv Kiyum, but Mele, it will not be a Migu Neged Eidim. Dear is glad. Dear, I don't have to start with the Migu Bichlal. Dear, I thought the Yosef of Reb Chaim is a posh to Yosef. The Leichoshev Kiyum Klal. The Beis Yankev came with a third plan. And again, you have to deal with the Beis Yankev because he has a taina. The Marsho, the Beis Yankev, all of them have a new problem. They like to read the Mishneh Kepshutei. Ha'edim she'omru k'sav yodeinu huze, aval anusim oyinu, k'tanim oyinu, psuleinu seinu, harei eilu ne'emonim. Harei eilu ne'emonim. State that they believed. Harei eilu ne'emonim. What means ne'emonim? So the Marsho and Maram Shif and Bisyankiv understand Ne'emonim, we believe them. And you tear the shtar. Why you tear the shtar? Why you tear the shtar? What is the Migu? They could have kept quiet. If they were kept quiet, what we would do? Nothing. So why are Eilu Ne'emonim? Why we believe them? Are Eilu Ne'emonim means we believe them for Anusim, we believe them for Ktanim. We believe them. Why we believe them? Zog the ma Beis Yankev, they have a migu. They have a migu. They could have said Perua. They have a migu, they could have said Perua. Don't ask them next basis, we'll get the next basis. Zog the Beis Yankev, they have a migu, they could have said Perua. Why the Ne'emonim, they have a Migu? They could have said Perua. Or, they could have come and said Mezuyef. They could have walked into Beis Din and said Mezuyef. They could have said Mezuyef. They have a Migu. Now what is the Teretz? It's a Migu Neged Eidim. It's a Migu Neged Eidim. Because the shtar says that it's not mezuyef, they're not. The Teretz says valoi choshiv kiyum, so now it's not called a shtar. Val it's not called a shtar, the mele it's not migu neged eidim, so now they believe with migu. So be'etzim they believe with migu. They believe with migu, and it's not migu neged eidim. So you tear the shtar midin migu. So the Beis Yankev, you will take the next Teisvus. Teisvus has believed in Migu, and Teisvus says the first Teretz. Kevan, shh, no. Teisvus says, Kevan shu mekuyem, it's considered like Eidim. Kevan shu mekuyem, it's choshev like Eidim. This is only in the end of the Teisvus, in the end of the Mishneh. Then Sefer, Einam Ne'emani, because Shtar Yotz Ksav Yodam Yotzim Okimacher. And the Reisha She'ein Ksav Yodam Yotzim Okimacher, so we made it's Loi Choshiv Kiyum, so today the Ne'emani, B'migu. So the Beis Yankev learned there's a new Migu here. Why it's not written down? Everyone knows it. Because if state in the Mishnah Ne'emanim, this is a vada for a different reason. State in the Mishnah Ne'emanim. Why the Nemon? They have a Migu. Not the Migu that they will keep quiet. That doesn't tear the shtar. We're speaking at Migu number two. It's under the words of Teisus Sanktibis Yankiv. Some say a sheikha, you know, it's fakat from a sheikha to take a kasha. And next day he says, "Hochelekelak shuye den ene b'migu." What's it? Hochelekelak shuye. No, before it's with a migu. It's with a migu de peru atake. Hochelekelak shuye. We get to the next tesis. Oh, minut. Frag the Bisyanke. What we'll do with the third teretz of tesis? We'll get it in a second. This is the second part of the Bisyanke. So again, the Bisyanke comes with a plan. The migu of the sugya is a migu de perua, a migu de mizuyev. Tesis had a problem. It's migu neged edim. The answer is not against edim. It's leichoshiv kiyum. Kilu. Tesis took care of one problem. Migu neged edim. Leichoshiv kiyum. It's done. Now, why they believe? Does it a migu? And it's a pellet, the Marshal, the Maramshif. All of Rabbi Seina Achroinim, it's Mamash not our Derech Halimud and Tesis, that it's Chos Ika Chos Min HaSefer. But they learn that it's the only way to learn. I want to explain. They're the same Shita that learn that in the Sefer, when it's Machmas Nefoshes, you could be Choy Zerumagid. We said from the Maramshif, if you Choy Zerumagid, then you tear the Shtar. They're learning their money in the Sugya, you have to believe completely. Their money in the Sugya, you have to believe completely. And the money of the sugya you have to believe completely, it's only with a migu. Frek de Bisyankiv, he says, this is good if he next tastes if he the first two terutzim. The first terut says, Hocher Shivkiyum, second terut says, Chayzer Umagid. The terut says, in the ratio we don't have a problem. It's mitzad a migu. The only problem is with the last terut of tastes. Tastes says that migu betray loy amrina. And tastes answers that the ratio the migu hell is because migu di bar yashosik. Oh, but now that you want to say migu de perua, it will not work. Now that you want to say migu de perua, it will not work. Zog de Bisyankiv, I'll tell you a second plan. Zog de Bisyankiv, I'll tell you a second plan. You know why the reisha de ne'emonim? Not mitzad migu de perua. Val de shtar is not mikuyim, so now he could be chayzer umagid. A star she'einu mekuyem is no chison of chayzer umagid. You only can be chayzer b'shtar because it's mekuyem. But if the star is not mekuyem, you could be chayzer umagid. But mainly here, you could be chayzer umagid. Okay, that will not answer the migu. But again, I want to explain. Even that the while we're leaving this, till the end of the sugya, we have to build up the halachas lemaise, the Maharsho and the Maramshif and the Bisyanki. We're about only saying the Bisyanki, the Maharsho is much harder. They nemtzachon that Ne'emonim has to be believed legamri. This is the reason we said in the first year of the sugya, when the Gemara says that in the Sefer, Machmas Nefoshes Ne'emonim, when they don't have a migu, Mitzal Choyzer Umagid, the Maram Shif learned Ne'emonim, and because of the Magid, it's not Trey V'Trey, and you tear the Shtar. Because they learn Pshat, the word Ne'emonim means believed. Believed means you listen to what they said. So this was Machriach, the Maram Shif, to learn that and the Belishnekame and the Sefer, Ne'emonim Machmas Nefoshes, is no Migudir, and the word Ne'emonim will mean that they believed, and we'll see a riot that Chayzer Umagid means that I raised the first Eidus. Because if it's Trey V'Trey, you can't tear the Eidus. You can't tear the Shtar. So they're uptouching the Reisha, Ne'emonim, that you tear the Shtar. As like Sechidushi. And again, the Bisyankim himself says that in the sale, if you the last tales of Tesis, it will not shtim. The Welt, time is that it's Kimat. Again, we'll have to, in the end of the Sugya, build up every time if we talk and say this Ne'emonim. The Rambam is Kimat Mefurash, I say. When the Rambam here, look at the Mishpat, brings down our Mishneh, Ha'edim Shomu Ksav Yodeinu, Aval Anusim Ktanim Suleidus, Hare'elu Ne'emonim, Ve'ashtar Botel. Means you tear the Shtar. So, Bayos, Peri Gimel, Aloche Vov and Zion, Areilu Ne'emonim, Ve'ashtar Botel. The Rambam, when he brings down in Peri Zion, he says like this, Hoyok Savyo, Shtar Shebole Beizdin, Ve'enol of Kiyum, Ve'bo Shtayim Acherim, Ve'omru, Makirim Onu Savyodom, Aval Ktanim Oyu, Ain't goivim boy. He doesn't say that you tear the star. Again, and our Mishnah in the Rambam says you tear the star. When Enk Savyodim Yotze Mokemacher, the same Mishnah in Perek Zayin, the Gemara in Yud Tes Amud Beis, Eidim Shabo Veom Buzek Sav Shtar Shabo Lebeis Din Is No Kiyum Vebo Shtayim Veom Buzek Savyodim Avol Zek Savyodim Avol Anusim Oyu. The Rambam says you don't tear the star. The Rambam says, you can't be goyva with a shtar. Zog de bisyanke, zog de achroini, very posh. An arm mishne, while the shtar is not mikuyim, you could be choyzer umagit. So you could race it. There is difenadim. So you can race it. We'll have to know why the other edim are not nemo to pass all the shtar. So another, if the shtar is not mikuyim, why the other edim cannot pass all the shtar? Right, right. And even so, the Rambam is mechalik. But again, the vile, we have the bisyank. So again, other we learn like Reb Chaim Kipshutei that Taisa said that it's bichlav nishken kiyum, and the lomdus of Reb Chaim that even that he started with the ksav, but they ended with everything else. Second, we'll see that lomdus how much is mechayev. Other, you need the migu because if not, you can't listen to the end. So the migu only makes you the koyach. On them, you will not listen. Or the migu in the sugi is not this migu. This migu taka is not mishkumen to the migu. The shtar is not mikuyim. But you need the migu to tear the shtar. The way the bisyankev arayinzets the tesis. This is one chaylik. The tesis arosh comes, and beetzem the tesis arosh is the pesach for all the teiras. Why? Tesis arosh had tesis as kasha, and tesis arosh answers. Teis HaRosh states that the Teretz is a long Teretz. This is the first Yisrael. I want to explain, because the last line, if you look at Teis HaRosh, the last line, he says Teisus. V'im toimar ve'eichem ha'amine ba'amigo amigo v'mokim meidimu she'keven she'em moidim she'kasvu anon sa'ad ish o'epsu le'yedus yeshloimar de'lo'ochi ne'emonim lefi she'em boim b'tayin ha'ziyuf במיגו דתיינס מזויף, דבוי אמרי מזויף, ובהי מיגו נאמונים אף במוקים עדים. דו אלמו הרבונו לתיינס זיוף. דיכולים כל אודם לא ימר שטר זה מזויפו, אף כך זה מנתאי את מחסום לשטר כמשנה כמו דומים בבייסדין. ולכמון כאיבן שמיקויים שתביאו במערך הלגת תיינס זיוף. אבל אוכל לא יחושב קיום מה שאוהם סב יודענו זה. דו אינו גף אמרי קטנים היינו. So Teis HaRosh, the last line, he says the Teisus. Oh, but he says, V'yeshloim ha'wai, they believe, they have a migu de mezuyef. B'migu de tayin ha'ziyuf. Also not so. B'migu that they were kept quiet. Not migu that they would say mezuyef. Migu that they would kept quiet. Migu de b'yishaske. Not migu that they would say mezuyef. This is what he said in the kashe. If you tell me, I'm migu that I'm shoysek. וישלם עד היה במיגו דה לקודקום בתיין הזיוף די בוי אמרי מזויפו ובהי מיגו נאמון עם אב ומוקים עדים איבן עד השטר זה כעדים דו אלמו רבונון לתיין הזיוף די אוכל כל עודם לא ימר שטר זה מזויפו אף אחד מנתאים עושים על השטר כמשנה די אב מיגו דה מזויף and מיגו דה מזויף is very stark. What is the pshat? So there's two ways how to learn the Stasis HaRosh. Rebbe Elchanan learns the Stasis HaRosh like we mentioned. Stasis HaRosh never asked the Kasha of Teisves that it's Migu Neged Eidim, because on that he knows the answer that's Lechoshiv Kiyu like Teisves. Rebbe Elchanan learns like we're in Madaik. Rebbe Elchanan learns B'das HaRosh that the Rosh was asking a Kasha it's Migu Neged Chazoke. And I want to be madgish. And we said it, we'll see it later in Teisvus. There's two kashas on the Mishnah. Migu neged Eidim, and Teisvus answers, Loichoshiv kiyum klal. And there's another kasha. It's a migu neged chazoke. Chazoke, malve meid agdaik, veloimachti meidim psulim. And how migu helps against chazoke. You write that the shtar is not mikuyim, but it's migu neged chazoke. And Taisus Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph would ask this kasha. The Rosh was asking this kasha. I read this what he says in brackets. V'ha chazoke de mal v'mein akdaik. It's a migu neged chazoke. Zok Reb Elchanan, if the kasha is migu neged chazoke, Taisus' answer is not a teretz. So what if lechoshiv kiyum? Aber it's a chazoke that they're not ktanim. It's a chazoke that they're not anusim. It's a chazoke. Val is a chazoke. weil es a chazoke, that they're not ktanim, weil es a chazoke, that they're not anusim, so how the migu helps? This was the kash of Teisa Rosh. And Teisa Rosh is mechadesh. You're right. If you're asking me, migu neged chazoke, the chazoke is so stark, the migu can't work against chazoke. The migu cannot work against chazoke. You're asking me a good kash, how migu could help against chazoke? Migu taki cannot help against chazoke. Zog de Teisa Rosh, zei Rebel Chonon, this is Rebel Chonon, Zog de Rebel Chonon, but you know, migu has a musig of koyach hataine. I learned that migu chutz von birur, migu hat a koyach hataine. And while I, Rebel Chonon, is the one that says that migu is koyach hataine, so I want to tell you a shtikel teire. If I say mezuyef, I'm nemon against Eidim? Yes. Arim idei reisik, im shenech kero edusa mebeistim. Taisus is learning that we said midei raisa the shtar doesn't need a kiyum. Even midei rabbanon he doesn't need a kiyum. Just we do taninen every time that it's mezuyah. Right? So be'etzem, the shtar is good and the tainas mezuyah breaks the shtar. We do taninen for the person. We do taninen for the person. But be'etzem, the shtar is good shtar. Chazal u'mechadesh zazak taina that could break the whole thing. Oh, I have a migu that I could take that. I could break everything here. Midoy Raisa, you have Eidim. I could come, Rabbon gave me a koyach to mess up the whole thing. Migu that I could mess it up like this. I could mess it up like this. You're asking me, oh, was the chazoke against me? You're right. Als biru rechopishkin koyach. Oh, the rechkum has koyach atayne. Again, Teisim was asking a kash and Migu neged Eidim. Stop, it doesn't work. Yishlema, there's no Eidim here. Teisa Rosh was asking Migu neged chazoke. He can't answer that there's no Eidim. It's not enough. Zog Teisa Sarosh, koyach hataine. Weil I have a koyach hataine. The taine mezuyef. I could break it. So while I could break the taine zuyef, so I could use the taine to taine under the taine. So, they asked Rebel Chonon, so why Teisa Sarosh has to finish the lechoshev kiyum klal? You said a very teretz. You know why this migu helps? It's a real migu. Kepshutoi. While I have a koyach to break the shtar with Taina Ziyuf, I could break it again. Taina Ziyuf helps even against Eidim. Against the koyach of shtar. So I have a koyach against the koyach of Anusim. Why he has to say lechoshev kiyum klal? So Rebel Chonon said, our mechadish the second shlav. Koyach hataina only helps calls man I really have that koyach hataina. But if I lose the koyach hataina, I can't use it. After you mekayim the shtar, so now I don't have the koyach hataina anymore. I don't have the koyach hataina. I want to explain. Poru amigu de mezuyef, or lemashal ichzarti. Le'adam. I could say le'adam every time. I have that koyach. B'shtar mekuyem, you don't have a koyach hataina mezuyef. So after the shtar became mekuyem, you don't have any more koyach hataina. So the koyach hataina disappeared. Mus Teisa Zogna Yesoi that the koyach hataina didn't disappear. This is the plan of Rebel Chonon and Teisa Sarosh. About a very mechudashtik. Aber be'etzer Rebel Chonon is saying three things. Teisa Sarosh didn't answer like Teisa's because he holds. That doesn't help to say that it's not a shtar. Because lemaise, it's a migu neged chazoke. He was mechadish chidushim atzumim beilchis koyach hataine that while I could taine this, but maybe I could use the taine here. Chidushim in koyach hataine. So maybe this migu is so stark even to bring Eidim and to say, but I need the koyach hataine to stay. But maybe it has to stay that the shtar is not mekuyim. What? It's not Eidim. Mismatz merosho. They're not Eidim. Reb Nochem said, he doesn't want to say so much Teis and Teis HaRosh, Koyach HaTayna, and Koyach HaTayna disappears when you mekayim it. He says, Teis HaRosh is poshet. Reb Chaim on Reb Chaim. And here, I'm just saying it over, even though it's a bit hard, that you hear the Reb Chaim good. Reb Chaim was mechadesh, that we said, that Chazal need a kiyum. Kozman he not mekayim, this is nishken shtar. Even Chazal wanted signatures, but now the shtar is nishken shtar. So when you say, Ksav Yoteinu Ve'anusim, it's Lechoshiv Kiyum. This was the Teir of Reb Chaim. Zog the Bnochem that the Sarosh learned, Chazal say you need Kiyum. Aber Kiyum is only signatures. Chutz from the Shailef is the signatures or not. Klapei anusim ki mishenech kiro edusom. Kabiktanim, even before you mekayim the shtar, klapei everything else it's a good shtar. Reb Chaim was again. You know, you hear the Reb Chaim so much, and now someone says the Lake Reb Chaim, it sounds mechudesh. Kach hoyu advori me'olam. A shtar is a good shtar ki mishenech kiro. Only at the Shailef, if it's him or someone else, Chazal want to find out. But everything else is chay v'kayim. And after you know that it's him, everything is mekuyim. Teisarosh nu de Reb Chaim, aber it's only legabi de chsimes. If it's him or not, you have to be mekayim it. Aber legabi de shayle, if it's anusim oktanim, avade de shtar midoy reis is a good shtar. B'meile, so lemais it's a kashis, doch migun eged edim. Teisarosh is going like teisus, migun eged edim. So you can't answer gleich like Reb Chaim, that lechoshiv kiyum. Why lechoshiv kiyum? Ani lechoshiv kiyum is the gabi the signatures. If I know that it's good, everything else is mekuyim. Reb Chaim turned at us that we understand it so good already as mekene sharem. Aber lo megein tzurik. Avdem zok de teisarosh, but I have a migu. I have a migu. I could have made the shtar not mekuyim. Clappy them, and then I will not be against Eidim. Savail, I could have made the shtar not mekuyim. Clappy mezuyef. Val, I could have made the shtar not mekuyim. Clappy mezuyef. I have a koyach to make it not mekuyim. Clappy everything else. Teisarosh is answering beetzem. The Teretz is I have a migu. What is my migu? Clappy mezuyef. They gave me a koyach to make it not mekuyim. You're right, legabe anusim, I don't have a koyach to do it. Aber migu, that I could have made the shtar mishkin shtar. Klabe anusi, klabe mezuyef, I have a koyach to make the shtar, not a shtar, klabe anusim. And while I have a koyach to make the shtar, not a shtar, so now when I'm saying, ksav yodeinu aval anusim, I leave it not mekuyim. Dehainu. Again, I can't be against Eidim. The Teretz I was never mekayim it. But it's mekuyim klapi the andere zachen. Val I have a koyach to make the shtar ois shtar klapi the other zachen. So b'migu I could make the shtar ois shtar klapi anusim. It's also koyach hatayne. It's also koyach hatayne. It's also koyach hatayne. Right. But maybe it's not Eidim because I have a koyach to make the shtar not to be a shtar. Azevi in Anusim, I can make the shtar not to be a shtar. Azevi Migu, what Migu says? I could win. Here I have a koyach to break the shtar klapi one thing, I have a koyach to break the shtar klapi andere zach. Avada, it weiter needs a hesber. But the difference is, not the pshat, Teisus is trying to come, Teisarosh is trying to come to Teisus, that I'm not a Migu negedeidim. Just why he had to say the Migu, why he couldn't say direct the Teisus. Maybe I'll make it lighter. Teisus and Teisarosh, the last line said the same thing. It's not a migu neged edim, because lichoshiv kiyum. So these are the words. So, lefi the first ma'arach, Teisus says lichoshiv kiyum. Teisarosh is coming with a whole shtickle tear that I have a shtark in migu. No shachet to lichoshiv kiyum. He just needs a lichoshiv kiyum, the gabei, that the koyach hatayna will stay. But the whole sugi is a sugi of migu. The second is what we're saying, no. Teisarosh is saying the same yisoid of Reb Chaim. Leichoshiv kiyum. Just Reb Chaim explained, while is azadim kiyum, everything is garnished, and b'meile leichoshiv kiyum. Teisarosh said, I don't say this, everything is garnished. But while I have a migu, that I could have made it not a shtar legabi that, I have a koyach to make it not mekuyim legabi andere zachen. So b'meile when I mekayim it, I'm leaving it not mekuyim klapi the andere zachen. So, this is my koyach atayne. It weiter needs a hesber. What is the hesber in that koyach atayne? Lam again to the next tesis. In the end of the sugya, we have to go back to be maimi the dvorim. I want to go to the next tesis at Be'etzem. The next tesis brings us back to the etzem sugya. In the safest state, ein ne'emonim. Frek tesis akasha and the safer. Hoche leke le'akshuye Delehemne bemigu di boye amri poruahu. Kevon de mekuyemu. Nochmal. Hoche leke lak shuye. Delehemne bemigu. Believed in bemigu. Di boye amri poruahu. And Tesis answers three terutzim. Kevon de mekuyemu ave migu mokim edim ki de pirashnu. Veoider. Choyzer ומגידים הם וקייבן שיגשו בן חויזר ומגיד ואוידה בשתהידים לא יאמרין אל מיגו וברי שנאמונים משום דלוי דהיבו ישעסק So this thesis בעצם it's a small thesis but the whole sugya is around this thesis לא מהיב צחות thesis is asking a kasha believe them במיגו דפרוע לחורה the first thesis is the best thesis in the world אבל it's a מיגו נגד עדים So Migu Neged Edim. So every Lamdan that starts asks, no, Tesis is Migu Neged Edim, why to carry on Tumor Terutzim? Why is Tumor Terutzim? Migu Neged Edim lay abridin, it's over. It's in Shkankasha. Noch a Teretz. The first thesis was that the first thesis. Why here Amrinan? Episaplan. Oh, but note said that Migunegit Star Amrinan. And now on the next thesis, it's Bichlan Latzaposhet. One teres takila we said before is Taki Choshev Edim. And we explained yesterday in Shio Bar Chove. If you remember, the whole first part of Shio we explained, and we went out of the way to explain it, that it's not so poshet that Star is Edim. It's a stomach. Who is Edim that they're not Ktanim? It's Edim that they're not Anusim? Aber Voskementon is one Gemara in Shas, I say. One Gemara, you test them with base. Voskementon. One Gemara in Shas. And I've done given the guns at Tesis. And maybe now when Tesis has the cash, you believe in Mugre Perua. So Tesis, but it's Mugre Neged Edim. Can it perishes? What do you say from before? Aber it's Keilu Veoid. Maybe it's not the answer. Maybe it's more Mehalchim. Was more Mehalchim? Everything was said in the first Tesis. That Migu Neged Edim Lo Yamrinan. And now Pitom, it's not supposed to Tesis. This is a Ore that we need to remember. Keilu, three Terutzim and the Kasha. Three Terutzim and the Kasha.
Jadim said it was
Perua. No one. They also don't say, me. Why is it Migu?
How's it a Migu Machonik?
No. What are they saying? Anusim. The Migu de Perua. The Shtar says not Anusim. It's Migu de Perua. Explain it to them. What is Migu de Perua? What they're saying now is against Edim. Not what they could have said. A person says Anusim, believe me that Anusim, but Migu that I could have said Perua. Is Edim say that it's not Anusim? This is called Migu Neged Edim. Migu Neged Edim is what I want to believe in Migu, I'm against Edim. McKenna's not going to have a note. But I have to remember that the thesis in his first thesis, again, I'm asking the Tesis Giboides in our Suge that it's called Edim. And we see he bought from you test. He didn't ask me Svore. Aber Lechuret Giboid. And in a second, I'm saying, what's the Tesis? Migu Neged Edim Lo Yamrinan. Second Teretz. Void. The Choizrim Umagidim. Frektrap Kiveiger. What Tesis is answering? That they not believe in Migu because the Choyzim and Magidim. Oh, but they have a Migu. What is the Sheikh is the Choyzim and Magid? What is the second Teretz of Tesis? Void should the Choyzim and Magid. So what if the Choyzim and Magid? Oh, but they have a Migu, they could have said Perua. So what if the Chayzer Magid? Yeah, you know. So what if the Chayzer Magid? But they have a Migu, they could have said Perua. What is the Teretz of Tesis? What Tesis is answering? He asked the Kasha, they have a Migu, they could have said Perua. So Tesis, Migu Neged Edim. They want to say Anusim, The shtar says they're not anusim. We're going to get Eidim. One teretz. The Oid. Chayzer Magid. What's Shaykh the Chayzer Magid? What is Shaykh the Chayzer Magid? They can't say anusim. They come to be Nemon mitzad Eidim or mitzad Migu. They want to be believed mitzad Migu. Here is the Rab Kiveh Eiger that we mentioned in the first shiurim, that is poshut the Rab Kiveh Eiger, that when you come with a migu, is no chisoron of chayzer umagid. This is the Rab Kiveh Eiger that will ask later on Rashi, why Rashi asks a kasha v'bereisha how you neman, and he has to come to chule achod ha'agode, and when you have a migu, is no chisoron of chayzer umagid. Zog Rab Shleime Eiger, I'm learning, and here is the Rab Shleime Eiger. Zog Rab Shleime Eiger, Migu helps, aber b'mokim chayzer v'magid, Migu doesn't help. Why? The din of chayzer v'magid is, we have to listen to your first diburim, and we can't listen to your second diburim. So Migu doesn't help b'mokim chayzer v'magid. Rab Kiveh Eiger, aber l'shitosi learns, as Eivi Arshlok de Rashi, now he's asking on Teisves, fragt Rab Kiveh Eiger, Migu helps. A person comes, believe me, Migu, that I'm saying anusim, but Migu de Porua. So what if I'm chayzer umagid? I'm not trying to come with the nedus. And we explain, machlekes Rab Shleime Eiger and Rab Kiveh Eiger is, Rab Kiveh Eiger understood, the chisoron of chayzer umagid is, I have one chance to say nedus. I can't say again. I'm not trying to say nedus now. I'm saying I'm a Rosh, I'm saying everything, but I believe in Migu. I could have said Perua, so believe me. I believe in Migu. Rabbi Shleime Eiger understood, Chayzer Umagid says the first words are so strong, no one could win first words. Even Migu can't win the first words of a person. A person can have more Ne'emonis from what he said the first time. No Shaykhus Te'edus. So here Be'etzem, I'm saying, we leave now the first days to the side. We're going back to the Cheshbonis of the Sugya. So here is again the Rabbi Shleime Eiger and Rabbi Kiveh Eiger. We had, during the whole week, the Rabbi Kiveh Eiger's kasha. Ari, what the Gemara says, Lishne Basre, that in the Reisha, you're not in the Sefer, you're not Neman at all. And the Reisha only Machmas Nefosh, not Machmas Moment. Fregt Rashi, why are you Neman in the Reisha? You Chayzer Umagid. In the Reisha, you Chayzer Umagid. As I fregt Rashi. Zog Rab Kiveh Eiger, what is the kasha? I have a migu. I'm not coming with sudden emonis of Eidus. I'm not coming with sudden emonis of Eidus. I'm coming with sudden emonis of migu. Zog Rab Shleime Eiger, this was the whole time of Rab Shleime Eiger. Rashi learns, when you're not chayzer umagid, you can't come even with an emonis of migu. Mashenger, lishne kamer, that I'm allowed to be chayzer umagid, b'meile I'm allowed to have a migu also. Aber Rab Kiveh Eiger is nicht das. Meile fragt Rab Kiveh Eiger, what is Teisus Teretz, wo it came and shechoyzim umagidim? Zogt Rab Kiveh Eiger, lulei divreyem nirelani is daiti, there's a tov sofer and teisves, and you have to take out the word void. You take out the word void. Also zogt Rab Kiveh Eiger, and what Teisus is bothered? Teisus is asking on himself a huge kasha. Teisus answered, "Migu neged eidim lo yamrinen." Again, we're holding in the sefer of the Mishnah. Eidim shom uzek ksav yodom yoytzim mokimacher, and they come and they say, "Anusi ma'inu machmas nefoshes." They're not believed. Why they're not believed? Because ksav yodom yoytzim mokimacher. So Teisus believed them b'migu. What is the migu? They could have said, "Perua." And for Teisus, why you can't believe in Migu? Why you can't believe in Migu? What? Why you can't believe in Migu? Migu neged Eidim. Zogt Rab Kiveh Eiger, but now if they could be Chayzer Umagid, it's two Eidim to help the Migu. It's two Eidim to help the Migu. They're saying now Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. The Shtar says that it's not. So it's Trei V'Trei, and they have a Migu. Why it's not Trei V'Trei? Why is it not Trei V'Trei? Mandy, why is it not Trei V'Trei? The Shtar says that they're not Anusim. They're saying that they're Anusim. They're saying that they're Anusim. So while they're saying that they're Anusim, so we have Trei V'Trei. B'mokim Trei V'Trei, Zog Rab Kiveh Eiger, I was miyasa today in the beginning of Shir and Teisves, that the Trei V'Trei, Migu helps against Eidim. So if the Trei V'Trei, Migu helps against Eidim, So what I'm answering now, again, in the Sefer, why did they not believe to say b'migun poranu that they're anusim? What are you answering? B'migun egedeidim. Oh, but now they're saying that they're anusim. It's trei v'trei. Why, Yankee, why you can't hear them? Why you can't hear them?
No,
they're saying Eidus, we're anusim. They're wearing out a jacket, they say we're saying Eidus. Why not? Because the Chayzer Magid. Because they already said Eidus Fakel. So the Tesis, came a Chayzer Magid. Zog abgib egel, this void is a shlomo to the Teretz. Val, we were moichiach in the Tesis before. That when you have Eidim, migun neged Eidim is not a problem. So lechura, what I'm answering here, that it's migun neged Eidim, but lechura you have Eidim with the migu. If you have Eidim with the migu, lechura you have to be believed. Zog Tesis, but you can't be chayzer magid. Okay, we'll stop here.